Yes, we are back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. And I tell you what, we are looking so forward to our next segment. That's because we will be discussing how top draft prospects are prepping for the upcoming NFL Combine. It's going to be here before you know it. So it's such a pleasure to have with us tonight on this Friday, joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, Kevin Dunn, who is the owner and operates the Test Football Academy. It's a New Jersey facility, and he has done it all. I mean, he's worked and trained with the likes of Joe Flacco, Patrick Peterson, Ryan Clay, DeMario Davis, and Zach Mettenberger, among others. And he's trained him for the NFL Combine and, of course, for the draft. Good evening, Kevin. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
You bet. The NFL Combine, it's going to get underway in Indianapolis later this month, and this is not only the place where players are going to showcase their talents. I mean, there'll be other places leading up to the draft, but let's start off our conversation with on how NFL prospects, how they prepare for the Combine, because it truly is, Kevin, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and they want to be ready.
That's exactly right, and I think the NFL does a great job of putting together several tests to put the guys up against one another so that they can have specific measurables and, you know, see how these guys do under pressure, under stress. I think just getting ready and preparing for this, you know, this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity is almost like prepping for the SAT course. I think the difference for these guys is they know what the questions are to the test before they take it. So it's important for the first time in their career. You know, they're studying pre-programmed responses because 40 yards is 40 yards anywhere, whether it's in New Jersey or Indianapolis. Same thing with the 5-10-5, the 3-cone, the shuttles. We're doing everything that we can to get these guys in the best possible shape to perform as athletically as they can on one of the biggest job interviews of their life.
You know, Kevin, I think it's important to bring up, too, that it's not about training for an NFL team, but it's really for that on-field performance and being their very best at the combine. That's how you're preparing these guys. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we demand of the guys is that they just bring their best single day. And when that happens, we're putting forth all of our knowledge, all of our experience. We've been doing this for almost 20 years now, and you know, we've seen some great results from players, and we've seen some guys, you know, break some records, and we're glad to be a part of that. But it's not just about getting into the league; it's about staying there and making as much money as they possibly can throughout their career.
Tell us about the preparation for the big event. I mean, what is a typical day for this athlete? You and I were talking before you came on the line tonight. You're working with what, about 20 guys right now?
Yes, that's correct. So, you know, the preparation is these guys are here training 6 days a week. They're grinding twice a week. They're doing three workouts. The other 3 days they're doing two a days. So, and then we do we focus on regeneration, massage, recovery. On their off days, it's important to have an active recovery list. We need to make sure that these guys are taking care of their bodies off the field as we break them down. You know, break them down here, and they put in all the work. They need to rest up just as hard and recover just as hard.
How do you prepare these guys when they're getting ready to have this time to work with you from the mental aspect? Because it's not just the physical.
Correct. You know, we do a lot of visualization. We actually, you know, we bring in several former players that talk to the guys, that allow them to, you know, learn from their experience and their knowledge. We just had Sean O'Hara here today talking to the guys about his experience in the NFL and his 11-year career. You know, we have Bart Scott that works out here on a regular basis. He's lending some wisdom as well. But I think at the end of the day, you know, this is, again, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They've got one shot to make this happen. And, you know, if they can visualize and see it before it happens and believe in themselves and develop that self-confidence when they're about to put their hand down on that line, they don't let the anxiety get to them. We have a psychologist that actually comes in. His name is Dr. Robert Price, who's been a tremendous resource for us. He was doing all of the interviews for the New York Giants during their NFL draft process a few years back, and you know, has a good handle on it. He vibes very well with the players and just gets them prepared to answer all of the questions that are going to come at them at the combine, as they go through the interviewing process with the scouts. So I think that whole mental aspect is critically important, you know, not only not only on the big day, but also every day is game day to us. And we want to make sure that each player is prepared every day to get ready for every workout, and they get them, you know, they get themselves fired up for each opportunity, because that's what we see every workout as.
You are listening to the voice of Kevin Dunn tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. He is the owner and operator of the Test Football Academy up in New Jersey. And as I was rattling off some of the names and some of the stars that you have worked with that have been part of, that are part of the NFL, Joe Flacco, Patrick Peterson, what is some of the feedback that you get from some of these guys and their experience being a part of your football academy?
Well, I would say, you know, one of the best things is just the team that we have here. We've got a team of incredible professionals, with Gary Goodmanson as our director of football operations, Skip Fuller, who's been around football his entire life. These guys have just, you know, have sown in an incredible amount of knowledge into the players. We've gone around and kind of studied. We've been great students of our industry, and you know, we look around and see what other people have done in the past, and really put together our best practices and what we feel is one of the most well thought out and well developed training programs and protocols in the entire country. I think that's why we've gotten some of the great results that we have, like with Zach Mettenberger coming off of a ACL surgery on January 2nd. Running around on his pro day on April 9th. We think that was just one of the fastest ACL recoveries ever. And I think it's just an attribute to having the physical therapy right here on site. We've got Jason Elowitz, who is our lead physical therapist, who is the valedictorian of his undergrad and graduate classes. So we just got just a wealth of knowledge of support built around us. Our nutritionist has been a phenomenal resource, who also serves as our chef. So any of when these guys are hitting their weight goal needs and they're dropping body fat, you know, and they start seeing the results on the field and their 40 times start to drop, all of their times drop, their bench goes up, their muscle mass increases, their body fat decreases. The next thing you know, we're now handing over a well-developed and defined athlete to really play any position at the next level.
Kevin, you talk about the physical, the mental preparation, the nutritional needs that these athletes have. But what about in terms of how do you prepare them even for, like, the Wunderlich test?
Yeah, we actually have them just go through that. You know, we have some samples of that test, and they sit down and, you know, go through that and make sure that they get exposed to it, because it's an important part of the process, obviously. You know, the more, like anything, the more you practice, the better you get at it. But it's, you know, that mental aspect is critically important. And I think the league weighs more today on just character and, you know, making sure that they're hiring a well-educated, you know, athlete that can handle themselves as a business professional as well as a, you know, an incredible athlete at the same time. They're seeing a lot of, you know, a lot of detriment or damage over, you know, to the brand itself when guys, you know, start having issues and they get involved with things that, you know, may not necessarily be the best thing for the brand of the NFL. So, you know, that kind of thing starts weighing more and more heavily as time goes on, and we've seen that obviously all over the media. They love that stuff, but it's important that these guys know that they carry more than just a personal brand when they become a part of an organization. They carry the brand of that organization as well. So, you know, it's a process. You know, these guys are just, they're young men. You know, they're 22, 23-year-old guys that, you know, haven't had a ton of experience or business experience under their belts, and they are forced, really, to grow up very quickly as, you know, mistakes in the media can be very costly to them.
Well, it's fascinating just learning more about how these top draft prospects, how they're preparing for the NFL Combine. And we sincerely appreciate you dropping by at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, we've been talking to Kevin Dunn, the operator and owner of the Test Football Academy up there in New Jersey. He's been joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. Thank you so much, Kevin, and good luck, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That, of course, was Kevin Dunn, the operator and owner of the Test Football Academy in New Jersey. And right now, we want to take time to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup. Steve Borstein with Fox Sports New Mexico, James Hale with KREF Radio and OU Insider in Norman, Oklahoma, Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, Lee Klein with Slam Magazine, and our very own Andy Pondillo from Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at YSR.